hear what it says in the papers, is Fiona Kelly.
The Irish Examiner and Irish Daily Mail run with almost identical headlines this morning, highlighting how more than 100,000 people have had to wait in hospital without a bed so far this year. For its lead story, the Irish Times reports on a proposal being brought to Cabinet by Social Protection Minister Heather Humphreys to link job seekers' benefit to previous incomes, which would mean that higher earners would be in line for larger welfare payments. Garda Commissioner Drew Harris is linking a recent surge in the number of thefts to the cost of living crisis. That's according to the lead story in the Irish Independent. And someone who knows all about the cost of living crisis, Flora Crow, who runs her family gala store in 6 Mile Bridge, County Clare, features on the front of the Irish Daily Mirror, talking about how she's struggling to pay her two most recent electricity bills, which come to a total of €35,000. This time last year, Flora says she paid about €6,500 for a 2 month period. The fatal stabbing of a man in his 30s in Ballyfermot in Dublin, who has been named locally as David Ennis in the early hours of yesterday morning, generates the lead story in the Irish Daily Star. The paper reports that elderly residents at the Claddagh Court gated complex were left fearful after the killing, and that a woman in her 40s has been arrested. A call for a police inquiry into the mortality rate amongst residents of a nursing home in Clogher, County Tyrone, which closed in January 2021, which was discussed at a meeting of Fermanagh and OMA Council this week, is covered in the lead story in today's Belfast Telegraph. The 3-year jail sentence given to Eugene Hanratty Sr. from Cross Maglen in South Armagh yesterday for an assault on Martin McAllister near his home in Castle Blaney in County Monaghan in November 2012 receives coverage on the front of today's Irish News. The 63-year-old, who ran a fuel distribution company and made a confidential settlement with CAB, carried out the assault after Mr. McAllister met senior politicians to speak out about cross-border fuel smuggling and diesel washing. The paper highlights how Mr. Hanratty's company is a sponsor of Cross Maglen Rangers GAA Club. The Irish Sun leads this morning with a story related to ITV's I'm a Celebrity's television programme. Seemingly Olivia Attwood, who is a former contestant on Love Island and is in a relationship with Blackburn Rovers footballer Bradley Dack, had to leave the show temporarily over a medical issue but wasn't allowed to return because of COVID regulations. And finally, if you're a fan of The Crown, you won't need me to tell you that season 5 lands on Netflix today. The Examiner, Mail and Mirror all run with pictures from last night's world premiere at the Theatre Royal in London. Newcomers to the cast include Dominic West, who will be playing Prince Charles, and Imelda Staunton, who takes over from Olivia Colman as the Queen. The Mail notes how Netflix, which has been lambasted for blurring the lines between fact and fiction, has added a disclaimer to its marketing for the show.